Audio file lesson 19. Moses is saved. The message. God protects his own in very special ways. The Bible test. Exodus 1 and 2 verses 1 to 10. The story. A new Pharaoh came to power in Egypt. There were many Israelites in Egypt at the time, and the new Pharaoh was afraid that there would soon be more Israelites than Egyptians in the country. He was worried that the Israelites might join with the enemy and fight against Egypt if there was a war. He was not aware that an Israelite called Joseph had saved the country from famine many years before. To make life difficult for the Israelites, Pharaoh forced them to work hard building new towns. Taskmasters were appointed to make sure the Israelites worked all the time. The Israelites made bricks and also worked on the land. The Israelites increased in great numbers. Pharaoh commanded the Israelite people, "Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall let live." During this time, an Israelite woman gave birth to a boy. For 3 months, she hid him away. When she could hide him no longer, she took a basket and made it watertight with resin and pitch. She made a bed for the baby and placed him in the basket. She then put the basket in the bulrushes on the bank of the Nile River. She hoped that if the right person found him, his life might be saved. Miriam, the little boy's sister, hid nearby. She wanted to see what happened to her baby brother. When Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, she spotted the basket in the bulrushes. She asked her servant to bring it. When she opened the basket, she discovered a crying baby. She felt sorry for the child and noticed he was Hebrew. Miriam, who had been watching closely, asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to be a nurse for the baby?" The Pharaoh's daughter replied, "Yes, go and do that." The girl went to find her mother. Pharaoh's daughter asked Miriam's mother to take the baby and feed him. The Pharaoh's daughter adopted the boy as her son and called him Moses. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like a basket and a baby doll. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. Jacob's descendants live in Egypt. 2. Why does Pharaoh oppress the Israelites? Expected answer. They became a mighty nation, the people of Israel. 3. What is Pharaoh afraid of? Expected answer. That the Israelites might become too powerful. 4. What does he order? Expected answer. That all the Israelites, baby boys, have to be killed. 5. How does Moses' mother try to save him? Expected answer. She hides him in a basket on the Nile River. 6. Who discovers the boy? Answer. Pharaoh's daughter. 7. What does she do? Expected answer. She allows the boy's mother to raise him. He is brought up as a prince. Have the children repeat. 1. Miriam watched over Moses. 2. Moses was taken care of by the Pharaoh's daughter. 3. God protects his children. Real life application by explaining. 1. God protected and guided Moses. 2. God does the same for us today. 3. Give an example where you were in danger and God helped you. And lastly, repeat the message. God protects his own in very special ways.